10 years ago this spring, the story that dwarfed all others in the NFL centered on Atlanta quarterback Michael Vick and his sordid involvement with the dogfighting operation in rural Virginia. Almost overnight, Vick went from being the face of the league and the Falcons franchise to a convicted felon doing prison time for his crimes and interrupting a career that once seemed bound for greatness. But greatness was not to be, not for long anyway, and Vick's football legacy serves now as more of a cautionary tale, reminding us of his unfulfilled potential and squandered possibilities. And now, a decade later, with his playing days in the past, comes news that Vick hopes to put a bookend of sorts on his NFL career by signing a one-day contract with Atlanta and retiring a Falcon. It's a relatively small and inconsequential gesture, but some are still dead set against it, believing no honor should come to a player who so disgraced his name and sullied the game. To them, Vick will always be a pariah, unworthy of forgiveness for his unspeakable acts of cruelty against animals. But as a dog lover and a dog owner, I've always seen Vick's story from a slightly different perspective. As difficult as it is to comprehend his crimes, Vick was in many ways the primary reason most of us ever learned about the horror of dogfighting. Without knowing about it, there would have been little or no work to stop it. I believe his example, horrible as it was, served to save the lives of countless dogs in the long run. Vick was that high-profile case that shined the necessary light on an evil that had gone almost unnoticed. His reputation, of course, will always bear the scars of his inhumane actions. But a decade later, Vick has proven to me that he has done what he can do to make amends and use his downfall to promote the greater good. For that, he deserves to go out as a Falcon, if that's his wish. In this case, any attention focused on Vick remains helpful. His name and his story cannot be forgotten for reasons that extend far beyond the football field. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.